Well, this week we had the latest political polls, didn't we? And polling done is, of course, across the year. But for the first time, another question was added to the One News Colmar Brunton, which was, do you approve or disapprove of the way Jacinda Ardern and Simon Bridges handle their jobs? Now, it's calculated by taking away the disapproval percentage from the approval percentage. So Ardern's approval rating was plus 33. So you got 62% approve of her handling, 29% disapproved, 8% didn't know. To Simon Bridges, which was minus 22, so 29% approved, 51% disapproved, 20% didn't know. So this approval question is one that is used quite a lot overseas. Again, taking away from the disapproval percentage from the approval. So US President Donald Trump, he sits on minus 16. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he sits on minus 18. Canada's Justin Trudeau sits on minus 26. And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, plus 14, according to the Guardian Essential poll. So it's quite interesting, isn't it, to actually say and compare the overseas leaders with New Zealand.
Yeah, particularly, you know, a newly elected Prime Minister across in Australia. You know, that's the closest culture, I suppose, we can compare here. Look, if I was Simon Bridges, I'd be frightened stiff of this approval result, to be honest with you. You know, perhaps it's of his own doing and with issues like we discussed earlier in
But does it mean anything? Does it add any insights?
I think it is an indicator. Look, it'd be really interesting to see what people think on this. I think it's an indicator of swing voting. If you look at the preferred Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern's tracking just slightly below her own party here. So when you get an approval rating, you know, was it 62% approved of her handling a new job, then that's indicative, I believe, of a potential swing. Just bear in mind, too, that Colmar Brunton often tracks just slightly under the reality of Election Day, with National benefiting slightly on Election Day compared to where we are. But if I was going into an election here, and if I was Simon Bridges and I knew that I was in negative figures relating to the calculation there, I would be worried sick, because you're in a campaign going head-to-head in, let's face it, a presidential-style elections these days, with a person who's got the plus 33%.
Is that why you think they put this new question? Because we're leaning more towards Cindy, a personality-based or presidential style. You know, you can already see. The first thing I thought was when I saw those approval ratings, I actually my mind went forward a year to the one-on-one debates with Simon Bridges and Jacinda Ardern.
Well, look, interestingly, this is not new in business. They have a thing called an NPS. A lot of companies run a net promoter score, okay?
Right.
And it's sort of worked out the same way. And a lot of executives' KPIs are based on the organisation's net promoter scores. And, I mean, as everybody knows, word of mouth about you or your business is a really, really important influencer. And so, this is only another piece of information.
Is it helpful? Do you think it's helpful for you?
It actually hasn't told me anything new. I mean, would you be surprised? I mean, you might be surprised at some of the NPS scores on some businesses that come out, like a lot of our banks are at minus.
Interesting.
I think it fills in a spot here for me. I think it's identifying too the demographics that are swinging across. For example, women in big numbers behind Jacinda Ardern. If that's the case, you might find that National Party voting women, for example, this is what I'm getting at, and this is a hypothetical, right? But they may actually tick their local national candidate on the election paper, but actually think, I'll give that party there, Jacinda's party, I'll give it a tick for the party list. Now, that's dangerous for National if that's the case. We're talking women here. Men are not getting in behind the Prime Minister on her performance approvals on this one so much, particularly the younger men. But, that's an interesting kind of part that we don't really get a grip of under the traditional policies.
Interesting days ahead. Final thoughts, Cindy?
Well, I was just going to say, with all the data available, I mean, let's not think Cambridge Analytica, but with all the data available, they'll be able to, both of the political parties and their organisations coming up to the elections should have really smart data analysts on their team. And if they don't, ring me up. I've got a lot on my books. You know, you should have really smart data analysts on your team.
Do you see that's where it's at?
Crunching the data. You just got to understand it so you work out how to deliver personalised messages. That's what it does.
Now, Rick says something very interesting. Why didn't they do the same for minor party leaders, which I think would be very interesting? That is a great thought. So, for example, David Seymour, approval or disapproval, Winston Peters and such like, James Shaw. Yeah, you know, I'd be very interested.
It's not that hard. Yeah.